You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So today I'm doing a report about the United States pulling out of the international nuclear deal that they signed in 2015 with Iran and five other world powers that are France, Germany, the United Kingdom, Russia, and China. So US President Donald Trump announced this decision to withdraw from the agreement on Tuesday afternoon local time during a public address at the White House. Here is part of this address.
The Iran deal is defective at its core. If we do nothing, we know exactly what will happen. In just a short period of time, the world's leading state sponsor of terror will be on the cusp of acquiring the world's most dangerous weapons. Therefore, I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime. We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction. Any nation that helps Iran in its quest for nuclear weapons could also be strongly sanctioned by the United States. America will not be held hostage to nuclear blackmail. We will not allow American cities to be threatened with destruction, and we will not allow a regime that chants death to America to gain access to the most deadly weapons on earth.
So that was U.S. President Donald Trump addressing the country about withdrawing from the agreement, the international nuclear deal. This agreement actually provided relief on both sides after years of built-up tension. Former U.S. President Barack Obama considered the deal his signature foreign policy accomplishment. Iranian head of state Hassan Rouhani had himself fought for the agreement, promising massive economic relief for his country after years of very tough sanctions that led the state close to economic collapse. Since the signature of the deal on July 14, 2015, Iran's economy slowly became healthier, thanks mainly to the hike in oil exports. In order for the international sanctions to be lifted, Iran had to pledge to never seek, develop, or acquire any nuclear weapons. That meant getting rid of 98% of its enriched uranium and taking down two-thirds of its centrifuges. Iran also agreed to allow international inspectors to review its nuclear program. The U.S. decision to pull out of the agreement is not so much of a surprise, as President Donald Trump continuously vowed to remove the country from the deal throughout the presidential campaign the presidential election campaign of 2016. In January this year, Trump gave Congress and European allies an ultimatum to amend the pact to his liking or see him renew the sanctions against Tehran. In yesterday's address, Trump denounced the decaying and rotten structure of the current agreement, calling the deal a great embarrassment to him as a citizen and all citizens of the United States. Where Barack Obama saw a way to head off the near-term threat of a nuclear-armed Iran, Donald Trump saw a giant fiction. The U.S. president claims Iran has been lying throughout the negotiations, citing secret Iranian documents revealed last week by Israel, showing the Iranian regime had concealed a nuclear weapons program in the 1990s. Donald Trump's decision goes against advice from other signatories. The U.S. president spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron and the Chinese leader Xi Jinping before the announcement. Macron, as well as German Chancellor Angela Merkel, tried to persuade Trump not to pull out of the deal. Speaking to German daily newspaper Der Spiegel, the French president said that the worst-case scenario would be for Trump to fully withdraw from the deal, thus opening Pandora's box, which could potentially lead to actual war. U.S. officials have announced that the United States will restore sanctions with 90 to 180-day wind-down periods. A statement found on the U.S. Treasury's website says sanctions would be reimposed on industries mentioned in the 2015 deal, which include Iran's oil sales, aircraft exports, and its precious metals trade. Any European companies which would choose not to comply would have to face U.S. sanctions. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says that his government remains committed to the nuclear deal with world powers, but also claims to be ready to resume its uranium enrichment program immediately if the deal is no longer beneficial to its country, to his country. Rouhani believes the deal can survive the United States' withdrawal and has directed his diplomats to negotiate with the remaining signatories. In a joint statement, the UK, France and Germany restated their commitment to salvaging the deal. If Iran chooses to return to its nuclear program, regional confrontation may arise between Iran, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. Tensions are already high between Israel and Iran as they fight a shadow war in Syria. This could also lead to other countries, first of which Saudi Arabia, to go nuclear as well. Finally, it is yet another proof that the United States can no longer be trusted to maintain their international promises. Last June, Donald Trump made the unilateral decision to pull the United States out of the Paris Agreement on climate change. This time, while it seems Iran is respecting its part of the deal, the US leader makes a similar call. This could make North Korea wary of entering into a similar deal with the United States.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.